USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Subpoenas have been issued by the House for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Representative Brendan Boyle, who sits on the Ways and Means Committee, tells CNN even the Attorney General must follow the law.
I would be willing to vote in the full House to also find him contempt if he didn't comply with the subpoena. But again, it would be in the best interest of both branches of government, the executive and the legislative, if the Attorney General would follow the law, comply with his subpoena.
The New York Times earlier this week obtained Trump's federal income tax returns between 1985 and 1994, which revealed Trump lost nearly $1.2 billion in his real estate business during that decade, allowing him to avoid paying income taxes for eight of those 10 years. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't yet set a date for the full House to vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Democrats still hoping to meet Barr halfway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works, mm-hmm. and the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The feud continues between President Trump and the FBI chief he famously fired. The latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
James Comey says during a nationally televised town hall event that it appears there's enough evidence in the special counsel's report to prosecute Trump for obstruction of justice. The president responds on Twitter that Comey was a disgrace to the FBI and both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. Comey also said at the event,
"We are becoming numb to the fact that the leader of the free world lies constantly. And even if you support him, we're so numb to it that we're forgetting it's not okay, and that's a recipe for a melting of our standards."
The town hall was broadcast on CNN.
Trade talks between the U.S. and China broke up Friday with no agreement, hours after President Trump more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. Trump maintains on Twitter that there is no need to rush to get a deal between the world's two biggest economies, and later added that the tariffs may or may not be removed depending on what happens with respect to future negotiations. You are listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Strong storms and heavy rain pounded southeast Texas again Thursday into Friday. Fort Bend County Drainage Engineer Jeff Janicek says they're keeping an eye on flood levels of reservoirs and rivers near Needville, Texas, where some homes were flooded earlier this week.
The river's rising about 1 foot every 2 hours. Specifically down in that area, we have a community called Tierra Grande. And we were communicating with the residents down there and in the lower end of the county near Needville, making sure they're aware of the conditions to come.
Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan defended himself Thursday, speaking at a Roman Catholic church on Chicago's South Side after Facebook banned him earlier in the week. Farrakhan says he doesn't hate Jewish people, women, or the LGBT community.
"I don't have no army. I just know the truth. And I'm here to separate the good Jews from the satanic Jews."
That audio courtesy of WFLD. In the past, Farrakhan has also expressed Holocaust denial and admiration for Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. A frightening story out of Western North Carolina as we approach Mother's Day. Henderson County Sheriff Lowell Griffin says 35-year-old Krista Madden tossed her 7-week-old baby down a 75-foot ravine and then concocted a story about a kidnapping. The baby was later found alive.
"The indications lead us to believe that the child went over the bank in the car seat. After it hit the ground, subsequently, the child rolled out of the car seat."
The mother is now jailed on account of attempted first-degree murder. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.